Unit 24. Neighborhood. Part 1. Expressions. One. What sort of public transportation is nearby? 2. The schools in this area are very good. 3. Here's my card. 4. How safe is this area? 5. Do you live nearby? 6. We caught a guy a couple of months ago. 7. Let me think about it. 8. What can I do for you? 9. Who do I call for trash collection? 10. Just leave the stuff by the curb.
Part 2. Dialogues. 1. Conveniences. Well, this is certainly a nice place, Mr. Taylor. What sort of public transportation is nearby?
Please call me John. Well, there's a subway stop and bus station just around the corner. Do you have children?
Yes, 2.
Well, in that case, the schools in this area are very good.
We send our kids to private school, but that's good to know, too.
Oh, well, as far as other conveniences in the neighborhood, there's a grocery store just up the block, and there's lots of little shops nearby.
Great. Well, we'll have to think about it, but the place looks great.
Here's my card. Just give me a call if you're interested. 2. Security.
How safe is this area?
Oh, well, you should lock the doors and turn the security system on when you leave, but it really isn't too bad.
Really? Do you live nearby?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I live about 2 blocks north. I've never had any problems, although there have been a few break-ins recently. The security system should take care of that, though. The entrance to the subway is not far from here.
That's true. Is the neighborhood trying to do anything about the security?
Well, we've set up a neighborhood watch program. We caught a guy a couple of months ago.
All right. Well, let me think about it. Three. Community services. Hi, John. This is Mary, your tenant up in Lincoln Park.
Oh, hi, Mary. What can I do for you?
I was wondering when trash collection day was.
It's on Tuesdays and Fridays.
Great.
You could save a couple of dollars by taking it to the dump yourself, though.
Oh, okay. Where's that?
It's at the corner of that street.
Thanks. Who do I call for trash collection?
Just leave the stuff by the curb. The company will send a guy out next month to give you the bill.
All right. Thanks a lot.
No problem.
Part 4. Monologue. The value of a home or apartment is affected by the neighborhood it's in. If it's a safe and wealthy neighborhood with lots of conveniences, then prices will be pretty high. If it's dangerous and far away from things like shopping and public transport, the price will be lower. Conveniences that people look for in cities include shopping centers, public transportation, parking, restaurants, and nightlife, and if they have children, parks and schools. Most neighborhoods are safe, although there are some that can be dangerous, especially at night. Many young people who want to live in the city will often live in a more dangerous section to save money. This has helped poorer parts of cities in recent years, as young people bring money into the neighborhood.